If you thought that the year end, the calendar span that kicks off with Thanksgiving and finishes with New Year's Day, was the only crash time for gifting during the year, think again. Last night, Sherry brought our clan together. That's Gen 1, Gen 2, and Gen 3. The occasion was my birthday. They were all gracious. That's good training from moms. It was just a week ago that those moms were feted appropriately with the day devoted to their well-deserved applause. In parallel, school endings are producing graduates who are in line for recognition as well. Hallmark is giving dads their day on June 15th. Summer weddings will be filling any and all open spots. Gifts, gifts, gifts. Had anyone noticed that there's mayhem in the marketplace? The Dow now resembles a pogo stick. The Fed isn't offering any interest rate relief. China has decided to play hardball. The international dateline has been replaced by the international tariff line as foreign leaders line up around the block at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C., to pursue most favored nation status going forward. I'm doubtful that you slipped a note to the moms in your world last week as a marker for a future IOU. You probably pushed beyond reasonable boundaries to translate your high regard into a tangible form. The grads in your life aren't regifted a cheesy backpack that you got at a trade show. Their hard work is being appropriately rewarded. Newlyweds are registering their goody goals, and they're not using Target or Marshalls to streamline their family and friends' housewarming largesse. Dads, it's too soon to tell. One thing is sure. The strength of the relationships between us and the human connections who surround us defines the significance of our gift-giving efforts. Among the other roles we all seek to play in our relational world, expressing affection in tangible ways is more likely learned than natural. From whom do we best learn that quality? You guessed it. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us, sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That's the masterclass in gift giving. Find someone who is utterly deficient, in deep need, and show up at the precise moment of intervention. Package the ultimate gift, though knowing that the astounding generosity displayed in the sacrificial provision would be initially cast aside as worthless. He showed us the ropes. How to give with selfless generosity at the toughest of moments. Make history. You've got a pretty crowded roster of notables seeking your attention during these mid-year days. Would I be presumptuous regarding our friendship to slip you a post-it note to add to your list? In the last year, donors to nonprofits across the USA dropped about 5%. Philanthropy has been challenged. The DOGE cuts are creating a culture-wide scramble. It's open season on generous people, and the uncertainty in the world of ministries is creating more chaos than calm. You know that I reset this conversation every Monday. My objective has always been to help inform and encourage, dare I say inspire, your continued growth toward the extraordinary model given us by Jesus himself while he was still here. Part of being like him is to radiate generosity in a world of need. We practice that 24/7, 365, and hope to stimulate that among the folks we seek to influence. As you continue to practice your kingdom stewardship, as we all approach the middle of the year, would you consider adding priority living and the master's program to your giving portfolio? I'd pray that your response would come from hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit in you, not from my request. He's the best teacher, according to Jesus. Follow his lead. If he says give, you can hit this hyperlink in the printed version and make it happen. Thanks for being part of this ongoing conversation. I'm grateful to have you in my world.